加拿大温哥华是世界上最多元文化的城市之一，51%的人口都是少数族裔。美国神韵巡回艺术团在温哥华的演出，除了在主流社会持续发酵之外，更吸引了各少数族裔的人们前来观看。
美国神韵巡回艺术团在温哥华的第二场演出，令很多主流人士慕名而来。
The dancers on the stage are really, they're really involved in what they're doing, and they really want to tell the story. They move beautifully. I wish I were 40 years younger so I could move like them.
Oh, the show was phenomenal. The costuming was beautiful, gorgeous. The choreography was wonderful, and it told a real story, which I enjoyed very much.
The choreography actually was very, very impressive.And I like the emotion. You're sad and some happy, and everything is just very, very well done.
作为世界上最多元文化的城市之一，温哥华超过一半的人口都是少数族裔。虽然文化背景不同，但观众们对神韵的赞誉和喜爱却是一致的。
Can't believe it, amount of that work going every 5-10 minutes, full of the energy coming again, 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 again. Energy of the dancer, we give it to people actually. I receive a lot of energy from them, yeah.
We're kind of watching very closely on how the movements were put together and the synchronization as well as the timing. We found that very fascinating and very inspiring.
非常好，非常精彩。我是听朋友介绍，所以过来看。整个的安排啊，这种音乐啊，非常有突破力，觉得非常骄傲。
1月12日和13日，美国神韵巡回艺术团在伊丽莎白女皇剧院还有三场演出。新唐人记者加曼温哥华报道。
神韵重现中国5000年文明，很多华人不但自己观看，还推荐给他人。医师斯坦夫妇在华裔友人的强力推荐下，观看了美国神韵巡回艺术团在温哥华的第二场演出。夫妇二人被神韵舞蹈家们的精湛技艺所折服。下面请看记者加曼的报道。
百闻不如一见，医生斯坦夫妇观赏了美国神韵巡回艺术团在温哥华的第二场演出后，被神韵舞蹈家忘情的演绎所折服。
The dancers were involved. I think the dancers have the sense of the stories, and they work as a group, as a unit, and they can convey.The story really, really beautifully. I like.
同太太一样，斯坦先生表示，中国古典舞跳跃翻腾，技艺高超，像是摆脱了地球引力。
Muscular power and soaring jumps, accuracy of position. So they did that in spades.
舞蹈语言穿越时空，打破文化疆界，带初次接触中国古典舞的斯坦太太领略了神传文化之美。
What I would call cultural purity, so it goes back to the cultural roots. The language of dance is universal, the storytelling is universal, so it's very accessible. Something that sort of opens your eyes to a culturally different experience for somebody like of my background. I'm North American. It's terrific.
钦佩之余，他感叹所有喜爱舞蹈、乐于探寻不同文化的人都能从神韵演出中感悟良多。新唐人记者加曼温哥华报道。
巴克是加拿大最知名的原住民舞蹈团之一“雄鹰之声”的创建人。1月11日，在看完美国神韵巡回艺术团在温哥华的第二场演出之后，他觉得大开眼界，深受启迪。
Really enjoyed the show, the culture, the presentation of the various movements, expressing emotion, expressing the imagination and celebration of life was very inspiring.
从中国古典舞的一招一式中，他感受到了真正的传统文化。
The classical presentation of their moves, I kind of was being reminded of how far back tradition goes, and how traditional moves can be applied to various expressions.
演员们在台上翻转腾跃如行云流水，但巴克感佩的是背后的辛苦付出。
They made it look easy, and that is what is so hard about it, is that they're putting a lot of energy into it, a lot of discipline, and you could almost feel the pain sometimes when they are going some of the moves that required a lot of a lot of height, a lot of jumping, a lot of stretching. It got a lot of my respect.
对巴克来说，今晚踏上的是探访古老神州的旅程。
I would say it is a way of experiencing a flavor that goes back thousands of years. A way of, you can talk about ancient times, but to experience it, having a glimpse through their eyes, through the eyes of the performers and through the eyes of the storytellers, that you have the opportunity to see what the people have been seeing thousands of years ago.
巴克说，神韵晚会给他和他的舞蹈团带来了深刻的启迪。新唐人记者苏浩，温哥华报道。
1月12号，美国神韵巡回艺术团在温哥华的两场演出接连满场，纯善纯美的表演将5000年的中华文明重现舞台，众多华人观众慕名而来，他们的身心深受触动，并为自己的传统文化感到自豪不已。
杨先生看完演出心情非常激动，他用一连串的美字来形容神韵带来的震撼。
我就觉得这些艺术家把中国5000年的文化表现得淋漓尽致，我不知道该说什么。如果让我非用什么语言去形容呢，我觉得我用三个成语去形容，什么呢？美轮美奂，美妙绝伦，美不胜收。
他对神韵晚会的音乐感触特别深。
交响乐，西方的音乐和东方的音乐这么能完美的这么结合，我真是第一次听到，我觉得太完美了，给我的感触特别深，不仅是视觉的冲击，而且是声音的冲击，是立体的感觉。
李小姐说，在国内就盼着能看神韵，这次梦想成真实在是太幸运了。
我其实一开始音乐一出来的时候我就已经哭了，就是特别感动，觉得浑身暖洋洋的。
神韵所展现出的博大精深的中华传统文化让华人们倍感自豪，
让我第一次感觉到非常非常自豪，我作为一个中国人能真正了解到中国这么好的文化，而且这么好的文化能展示给全世界的人。
看完这个之后让我觉得刷新了我的灵魂。
哦，因为这晚会它有就是舞蹈嘛，还有这个中国的那个以前的那个故事嘛，就是还有一些比较很有诗意的东西嘛，我觉得通过这些的融合当然可以促进中国传统文化向这个北美的传播。
他们想对还没看过神韵的人说出自己的心里话，
希望有更多的西方人能够就是来够欣赏这个中国的那个艺术，
一定要身临其境的去感受一下，就置身于天堂的感觉。
你一定要来看，让你真正了解到，自己的文化，我觉得这是最重要的。
新唐人记者苏浩，温哥华报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团在温哥华第三天的演出票房满场，伊丽莎白女皇剧院内气氛热烈。演出结束之后，观众们久久不愿离去，都说一定会再来观看。而神韵艺术家们的付出更是令他们感到钦佩。下面请看本台记者苏浩的报道。
Michael 是加拿大品牌营销界的领军人物，见多识广的他对神韵晚会情有独钟。
Just the costumes and the choreography and the music, it's just truly brilliant and something I've never seen. We enjoy the classics, but this in particular was much more than we get in the North American market, so definitely come back again.
一定会再来看神韵是很多观众的心声。
The men's moves were dramatic and the women's moves were elegant, and it just made the show fantastic. And would definitely come again.
原住民 Kathy 更是希望把神韵推荐给每个人。
Everybody is from heaven, they're all kins, and they all come back down here to get everything all into perspective. How I'm taking interpreting it just blew me away.Tears came. That's how much I really thoroughly enjoyed it, and it hit the heart and soul of me there. And I recommend that everybody keeps on coming.
观众们感叹于神韵艺术家的精湛技艺，更是佩服这背后的心血和付出。
The way they are playing the orchestra and the way the performers are performing on the right on dot beat, oh, it's amazing.It's the artists, I think they have really, really worked hard. It's a whole great teamwork. And art has got no language. Music has got no language. It's really easy for us to really enjoy and understand what they're trying to say.
They all could have such precise movements exactly at the same time. We're in this constant state of movement and dance. It was amazing. I can't imagine the training it took.
1月13号，美国神韵巡回艺术团在温哥华还有最后一场演出。据主办方透露，票房已经爆满。新唐人记者苏浩，温哥华报道。
政治学教授保罗与太太观赏过神韵在温哥华第三天的演出之后，被演员们的精湛技艺所打动。保罗说，神韵演出内涵深远，远远超越文化层面。请看记者加曼的报道。
第一次观赏神韵的保罗和太太就迷上了中国传统服饰。
The costumes themselves are designed to actually kind of add to the dance and provide a tableau or a different kind of artistic feel to the dance.
The costumes are very light and they flow and it's like water or like wind. It's very beautiful.
曾经是舞蹈演员的他，更能感受到神韵演员背后巨大的付出。
You have to be very coordinated, but being coordinated isn't something that comes natural. It's something that comes with lots and lots of practice.
细心的保罗则有自己独特品味神韵舞蹈的方式。
In general, you look at the dance as a larger tableau of many different people performing at the same time, and that synchronicity is a big part of what they're doing. But I like to take a moment to watch a single dancer at a time to see exactly what they were doing, because it's the way that contributed to the whole that kind of struck me as being unique or really interesting.
而动态天幕也是他钟爱的一部分。
Performer will disappear off the stage, and then you'll see their personality or their personage appear on the backdrop. It's a really effective way to draw attention to the performer and draw attention to the story as it's being told on the stage as well.
作为政治学教授，他认为神韵演出的影响不仅仅局限在艺术层面。
The show had an impact beyond just the sort of cultural stage, that it also had a nationalistic message, but also a message about freedom and about free practice of one's faith and religion.
最后，保罗说，看神韵就像过一个文化节日，在家门口就能领略到中华文明的精髓。新唐人记者加曼，温哥华报道。
谢利特钦是豪华邮轮公司的创始人。1月13日在温哥华观赏了神韵晚会之后，他感佩神韵艺术家们全身心的投入和对中华传统文化的理解与热爱，让整台晚会拥有真挚深刻的内涵。请看本台记者苏浩的报道。
There was an eloquence that they expressed in their dance as they interpreted all the years through civilization of Chinese culture. I found it very beautiful and I found it very expressive. And it was a feeling more than just a visual. So I fully appreciated it.
谢利叹服神韵晚会蕴含的深层内涵，来自艺术家们的真情流露。
You know, there's a sincerity that comes out when they dance. I know that there's genuine effort that goesinto performing. There's a skill and a talent, but the feeling goes beyond that. The feeling is beyond their talent and expression of dance. It's a depth of appreciation of who they are and what they represent, their culture.
他说神韵的音乐也同样融入了演员们对文化的理解与全情投入。
Everything was so colorful, and the music has its own originality.It's soft and gentle, but yet it's strong in terms of sincerity. It goes back to being a feeling that you sense the power of what they believe, the beauty within which they can express it, and that's all a dedication to the Chinese culture.
谢利说，神韵真挚深刻的内涵，只有用心才能体会。新唐人记者苏浩，温哥华报道。已经第六次观看神韵晚会的驻温哥华台北经济文化办事处侨务秘书黄正杰，对神韵所展现的精神有着自己深刻的理解。他认为这种精神值得向全社会推广。请看记者加曼的报道。
刚到温哥华第二天的台北经文处侨务秘书黄正杰，就观看了美国神韵巡回艺术团星期天在女皇剧院的演出。
其实每次看完神韵的演出，都觉得非常的
感动，也非常的这个振奋。大唐盛世，还有汉文化哈，我也看到包括像蒙古啦哈，其他的民族的一些文化的表演的方式，这些都是包含在整个正统的中华文化里头。对，我想这样子的诠释呢是非常的有意义的。对，
外派在北美不同城市先后六次看过神韵的他，非常认同神韵复兴中国传统文化的使命。
在中国大陆这边哈，可能有一段时间这个文化上面呢，因为有文化大革命等等的影响，所以有一些正统的元素呢可能有一些遗失，所以把这个东西呢在海外传播开来，然后让它带回去中国大陆，我想这是一个很有意义的事情。
黄正杰说，神韵每年的节目各有特色，但蕴含的精神理念却是一致的。
神韵表演都是强调真善忍哈的这精神，希望说来看节目的或者没有看到节目的都能够在这个精神之下呢，然后在我们的这个社会里头来传播这样子的理念，那我想对我们的社会都会非常大的影响。
最后他想对没有看过神韵的人说，
努力的来看一次，保证会有收获。
新唐人记者佳曼，温哥华报道。
1月13日，美国神韵巡回艺术团结束了在温哥华的最后一场演出，票房再度爆满，观众们难掩对神韵的热爱。有观众表示，神韵让人们看到了中华传统文化复兴的希望。
我爱神韵。
Andrea 是一名舞蹈演员和编舞，她对神韵晚会中的舞蹈情有独钟。
It was amazing. I lived in China for 2 years, so I never saw a show like this. It really shows how the woman is feminine and how the men are powerful, strong. So we're like that.
公司总裁魏的最喜欢的是演员们的协调一致。
I was quite impressed when they were throwing those kerchiefs, those pink kerchiefs in the air. The amazing ability to throw and catch and keep in sequence with everything, and the whole synchronicity was unbelievable.
中医师梁振东说，每年观看神韵将成为自己的一个传统。
很荣幸来这边看了这么精彩的演出，非常非常值得。今年第一次。以后还会继续来，每年都来一次，一方面就是，犒赏自己一年的这个辛劳，二方面这个也想靠这个节目来这个宁心安心。
韩裔加拿大人朱莉亚则希望靠着神韵的广传，使中华传统文化得到复兴。
To understand how our culture was formed, that it really flowed from the great land which is China, I think has been lying buried.For the last few decades, and I think it's time that the rest of the world rediscovered it.
美国神韵巡回艺术团圆满结束了在温哥华的五场演出，下一站将前往洛杉矶。新唐人记者张永进，温哥华报道。